The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And of course, it's 1 minute after the hour of 11 where we are in Central Time on this Hump Day edition. And let's see, before we start commentating, that's what commentators do, right? We got a couple of announcements we got to make, as usual, or for the first time. 10% off iComplex CS this week, as well as the North American Herb and Spice. When you order, you can save some money there, because when you spend $300, you get $20 off your order. That's for North American Herb and Spice products, all right? We also have the Richardson Nutritional Center apricot seeds, which have high levels of amygdalin or vitamin B17 in them. And you can purchase B17 capsules as well. If you go to our partners tab in the powerhour.com, click to order apricot seeds and use the code POWERHOURNATION at checkout. You get to do that. All the North American Herb and Spice products, by the way, are being shipped, drop shipped from the manufacturer. If there's something there on our website in the powermall.com you don't see, you can send us an email to support at thepowermall.com or call and let us know at the 877-817-9829. That's our phone number. And again, we lift up the situation with Carol, who recently found out she has cancer, to pray for her. Put in your prayer request if you would. The Vitamir toothpaste deal still going on. You have to call 877-817-9829 when you donate $25 or more. We send you the free Vitamir toothpaste. Please make sure when you call up to donate that you get that toothpaste if you're donating more than $25, all right? We rebroadcast our video replay each day on Rumble or by clicking the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. And if you don't have internet and are not sure what we offer at the Power Mall, you can call us at 877-817-9829 and get a new Power Mall catalog. And since we're 100% reader-supported platform without website adverts, we appreciate your donations because we need to stay on the air for 2024. Kevin in Ohio's got a good way to do this. He saves all of his $1 bills, and once there's a good amount, he puts them in an envelope and sends them to us as a donation. Great idea for anybody who wants to help us out. Got to stay on the air, man. This is a mission critical this year. You can also shop the partners tab as well as the partner, the Power Hour. That helps when you do that, the Power Mall. The partners tab's on thepowerhour.com, and you've got Prepper freeze-dried beef, you've got Lion Energy, EMP Shield, OptiVita, Sauna Space, Grow Network, McCanny, My Pillow, Butterfly. I mean, we got a whole list. Hits just keep on coming. And, of course, we have newsletters. If you just go to the newsletter tab on our respective websites, the Power Mall or thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab, you can subscribe. All right, that quick. All right, moving into breaking news, because we do have some that just came up within the last hour. A debate offer by Biden, who calls himself a president, in a video on X today, was accepted within the hour by a reply post on Truth Social by Trump. Biden said in a 15-second video that he won two debates against Trump in 2020, stating since then he hasn't shown up for another debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again, Biden said in the video. Well, make my day, pal.
Well, what do you think? We're not just going to let you walk out of here now, do you, punk?
Yeah, he says, I'll even do it twice. So let's pick dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. You see how sarcastic this bastard is on the radio? I mean, anywhere he goes. I mean, what are they pumping him full of dope? Huh. Makes you wonder. You know, President Trump responded, noting that in his opinion that Biden is the worst debater he's ever faced and the current president can't put two sentences together. Well, he can if they pump him up with Adderall or whatever it is they're giving him. And see, but the thing is if they're giving him steroids or anything like that, he is going to scream. He's going to be yelling. He's not going to carry on a decent conversation. He's going to be literally just like he did in the State of the Union. He's going to raise his voice. He's pumped up. He's going to yell. See, so the whole idea is Trump, he's not going to yell. He's going to be very, very deliberate with the phrases he makes. He's going to sit there with that look, and he's going to, no, wrong, wrong, wrong. Who knew? He's going to shake his head the whole time, and, you know, this is how the debates are going to go. Now, the big problem is they're going to let the news media control this thing. And I guarantee you, we're going to be talking about this highly destructive open border policy, these EV mandates, crushing inflation, high taxes, weak foreign policy, which is allowing the world to catch on fire. I'm ready and willing to debate Crooked Joe at the two proposed times in June and September, Trump said on his post on Truth Social. Now, of course, this was the dates he was referring to by the Biden campaign in a letter to the Commission on Presidential Debates, which noted the president would not be making an appearance at their pre-scheduled debates, instead calling for the campaigns to organize the debates themselves. Trump responded further in his post on Truth Social, saying, I would strongly recommend more than two debates for excitement purposes, a very large venue. Although Biden is supposedly afraid of crowds, it's only because he doesn't get them. Just tell me when, Joe. I'll be there. Let's get ready to rumble. Too bad I didn't have that clip. That would have been interesting, wouldn't it? You know this is going to be another shift show, right? Wow. All right. So maybe they'll mass debate together. You never know. Isn't mass debating fun? How do you do that? Do you debate in front of a large number of people? Or do you mass debate together? I don't know. Does Biden mass debate in the shower with Ashley? Boy, I tell you what, Snopes sure backed up on that one. Oh, yeah. In the In Case You Missed It category, Snopes has updated its fact check page on the diary. We're talking about Ashley Biden, confirming both that the diary belonged to Ashley Biden and the president's daughter accused of inappropriate behavior in the shower. See, Snopes previously said that's unproven. Now they've changed their tune. Yeah. And see, this all had to do with the two people, you know, that got busted. And so Ashley Biden, of course, has indicated her then unchecked sex drive may have been the result of a childhood trauma. Hypersexualized at a young age. What is this due to? Was I molested? I think so. I can't remember specifics, but I do remember trauma. I remember not liking the Woolzak's house. I remember somewhat being sexualized with Caroline Biden, her cousin. I remember having sex with friends at a young age, showers with my dad, probably not appropriate, being turned on when I wasn't supposed to be. Wow. Biden boosters like Ed Krasenstein appear to be or keen to downplay the contents of the diary. Others think Snopes' about face and the corresponding confirmation of the diary's authenticity could change the outcome of the election. Well, so be it. Who wants a child molester in the White House? I mean, seriously. Especially one who's a career politician. Who wants him in the White House? Is there any evidence? I mean, it's one thing to be a groper. It's another thing to be a pedophile. Wow. What choices we have. So we got one candidate that had a worm in the brain, got another candidate accused of being a groper, another candidate accused of being a pedophile. What great choices we have for president, huh? Boy, it's no wonder this country's screwed up. Wow. I'm telling you. Let's move on to world news, shall we? 10 minutes after the hour. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot during a public meeting in a mountainous central district of the company, according to witnesses. Speaking of his head and chest having bloody injuries, a gunman shot recently reelected left populist Slovakian Prime Minister Wednesday. And that would be today. See, but they're about 8 hours ahead of us, so that's why the news is breaking. Fico was meeting members of the public at a local cultural center when shots rang out. When they rang out, they were deafening, witnesses said. She saw Fico fall to the ground with bloody injuries on his chest and head. The alleged gunman, of course, has been arrested while they whisked Fico away to medical treatment. Of course, the shooting was immediately met with anger in parliament. Danique N. reports it stated Richard Gluck of Fico's own party left the left-wing nationalist direction, Social Democracy, or SMER, stormed into the parliamentary chamber and shouted at members of the opposition that Fico had been shot because of their rhetoric. Gee, no wonder they want to gag Trump. Given this, I mean, can you understand the emotional state that all of a sudden now you go in and you start stirring up trouble? Well, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, nobody's talking about how the jurors in the Trump trial feel at this point or what kind of situation they might face. Oh, this is going to get dicey. We got some news on that, too. A massive manhunt is underway in France for an armed gang that killed two prison officers and seriously injured three others to spring an inmate they were escorting. They are looking for Mohamed Amra and the assailants who ambushed the convoy transporting him yesterday. The violence of the attack shocked France. Prison workers held moments of silence today outside prisons in Paris and elsewhere to commemorate the officers who were killed. So now they're looking for him, all of them. This happened. They were transporting Amra back to jail in the Normandy town of Evreux after a court hearing in Rouen when it was ambushed on the A-154 freeway. Guy has a massive long criminal record. He's 30 years old. While Russia is already advanced in encouraging non-state cyber actors to attack the West, it is moving towards grooming other groups for physical attacks, according to the British intel chief, Anne Keast Butler, warned in a rare address. But she wasn't wearing a dress when she gave the address. As previously reported, however, several instances of such activity are alleged to have already been discovered by European police and security agencies, suggesting there's a new trend already well underway. Okay, fine. Over here, we'll believe it when we see it. Because that's the way people are over here. We're very skeptical about what's going on over there, so I'm not going to dwell on that anymore. 13 after the hour, let's move on. You see how quick that went. Speaker Mike Johnson was at Trump's trial yesterday. And see, this is the beauty of it. It's about time the GOP woke up, showed up at the trial, listened to the bullpucky, and went outside and talked about it. See, because there's no gag order on Johnson or anybody else. The only thing is, they won't let you talk about it inside the courthouse, so you got to go and get in front of the mics, which the press conveniently has set up outside, and talk about it then. So, basically, I'll give you the nuts and bolts of what Johnson said about the trial now in its fifth week. He condemned it as a deliberate attempt to hinder Trump's 2024 campaign efforts. They're doing this intentionally, keep him here and keep him off the campaign trail. I think everybody in the country can see it for what it is. The speaker didn't mince words in his criticism of Cohen. He singled him out. Prosecution star witness is lacking credibility. He was on the stand for the second day Can you imagine that? They grilled him for 9 hours. God, if I was a juror sitting in there, had to listen to that crap, I would have said, okay, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm acquitting. This guy is a liar. You see, and Thursday, that's tomorrow, he's going to get grilled by the other side. Trump's lawyers are going to grill him. Isn't it true? Isn't it true? I could just imagine the old Perry Masonry coming out. So it's a joke. The whole thing is. Prosecutors, of course, announced while he was testifying, they're not going to call any more witnesses. Oh, well, you got a convicted perjurer up there doing he said, she said tango. So, I mean, but 9 hours on the witness stand on Monday and Tuesday, you really think the jury is like bored to tears? I mean, Todd Blanche, Trump's attorney, suggested Mr. Cohen was motivated by money, revenge, and notoriety rather than justice, asking him about the millions of dollars he earned from two tell-all memoirs and the millions of subscribers to his frequently anti-Trump podcast. You know, Trump's already said the payment to Cohen was a mere legal expense. So apparently, and this is where it gets interesting, not only did the New York Appeals Court uphold the judge's gag order targeting Trump, it says that he can't comment on court staff, prosecutors, potential witnesses, and members of the jury. Okay, fair enough. But, you know, anybody out there that's listening to the show that's got access to the Trump trial team, from a paralegal and trial consultant standpoint, I'm going to give you some hints. Not legal advice, just hints. Here you've got this guy, Colangelo. He's Matthew Colangelo is a former DOJ official who is part of the prosecution team. And Judge Merchant's daughter, the head of a political consulting firm that has worked for Trump's rival, Joe Biden, and other Democratic candidates. And of course, the gag order that the appeals court upheld, Colangelo was targeted in a recent Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed by Republican Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, who said he wants the DOJ communications with prosecutors who have charged the former president with various crimes. The official said he's concerned Mr. Colangelo is allegedly being directed by the feds to bring the case against the former president. So here's the thought, team. Call Colangelo to the stand. I mean, he's involved somehow. That, you know, see, he is. It says you can't slam the prosecutor or potential witnesses. So, hey, why not call the district attorney prosecuting this case to the stand and impeach him because of the marching orders he got? Demonstrate the whole thing was politically motivated. The DOJ directed it. Oh, it gets better. You see, because it couldn't, the gag order says you can't talk about the justice's family because they could be potential witnesses as well. Well, New York judge's daughter involvement in the Trump criminal trial could spell witness tampering. And Dan Goldman, the representative from New York, yeah, he apparently, prior to the week of this testimony from Cohen, Goldman boasted that he'd been busy coaching the witness. I've deposed Michael Cohen. I've been with him a number of times to prepare him, Goldman told MSDNC. However, it quickly came to light that Goldman was also a client of Lauren Merchant. So we got a nice tight little web we weave, and see now, because of the fact you couldn't, you know, comment because they might be potential witnesses, looks like, here, Trump team, listen to me, you basically call Lauren Merchant and Goldman as witnesses, and you beat it out of them right there on the stand, and you make them admit that they coached him to lie, and that they put him up to it, and that there was funding going on, and there was a connection between the Biden DOJ, the White House. You unravel the whole thing in front of the jury. You think that Todd Blanche and the other people out there, Susan Eklis, you think that they're going to actually listen to this cast? I mean, come on. Somebody out there has got to be listening to this. Why aren't you deposing or getting these people? Depositions were way past that. Call them as witnesses. Even the prosecutor, because he's got a connection here. And I can imagine the judge is like, well, I don't know what business my daughter has involved in this case. Well, Your Honor, you see, you issued this gag order. You opened up that door. And if Goldman has gone out bragging that he coached Cohen, then we need to put Goldman on the stand and find out who paid him, because lawyers don't work for nothing. We got to find out how much Lauren Mershon was involved in all of this. So, yeah, we have a right. And if you're going to deny that, then this trial is a sham and we're going to let the jury know it. And not only that, I really believe that somebody needs to tell this jury that if they convict Trump, bad things could happen. And it could anyway. I mean, there are people out there that love Trump and they don't want to see him going to prison. Because the Democrats and the DOJ right now are on a witch hunt to throw as many people in jail to upset the apple cart as possible, including Steve Bannon. Yesterday, U.S. officials asked a federal judge to order Bannon to prison. Bannon is trying to appeal this thing again. He wants the whole en banc D.C. circuit to hear his appeal following the rejection of the three-judge panel. He can also go to the Supreme Court. But, of course, the DOJ said that, which, you know, regardless of what steps Mr. Bannon takes, he still should be ordered to report to prison. Of course, you know, one of the judges' initial finding was Mr. Bannon raised a substantial question of law, but stated that in light of the new ruling, there's no longer such a question. Bannon's counsel has until tomorrow to respond before anything happens and they say, okay, Bannon, time to show up to the D.C. gulag. Federal prosecutors have charged a recently discharged U.S. Marine with making threats to attack white people in a mass shooting. Joshua Cobb, 23 years old, arrested by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of New Jersey on a single count indictment of transmitting an interstate threat over the internet. Okay, folks. Indicating his interest in inflicting mayhem on the white community. He authored a December 17, 2022 social media post, quote, I want to cause mayhem on the white community. The reason I specifically want to target white people is because as a black male, they will never understand my struggles. The post author goes on to state he's already begun planning the attack, which he intended to carry out somewhere in New Jersey at some point last year, though he had not chosen an exact time. So the thought police came out and busted him. But see, when you're dumb enough to vet your frustrations or vent them, whichever, and put them on social media, what do you expect? Seriously. Why would you go on whatever it is and start using expletives and saying you're going to kill white people? God, you sound like Howard Stern on Private Parts, the movie. Kill the white man. Kill him. Kill him until he's dead. Kill the white man. And now look at Howard Stern. He's woke, idiot. Louisiana, by the way, has moved to criminalize possession of abortion pills. They could soon become the first state to do that without a prescription. A mifepristone or misoprostol, the two drugs used to induce a medicated abortion. The move opens a new front in the fight over abortion pills and could threaten further restrict access in a state that bans almost all abortions. Wow. Okay, economy and business, let's move on. Update on Red Lobster. Yesterday, we told you that we had heard that they were going to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Well, that's confirmed. Reports by the Wall Street Journal say that the 649-unit chain is expected to file before Memorial Day in an effort to ease its debt load. But it gets better. They closed nearly 100 restaurants now and began auctioning off furniture in nearly half of them. The contents of nearly 50 Red Lobsters in 21 states were being auctioned off this week. And by the way, the auction ends tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. local time, wherever they happen to be. According to Red Lobster's website, 99 of its approximately 650 U.S. restaurants were closed as of yesterday morning. That includes 17 of them in the chain's home state in Florida, 11 in New York, and 10 in Texas. See, we only have record of three of them, five in Florida, and three in Texas. I don't know about New York. But apparently, employees were given no notice. Some woke up to text or calls from coworkers Monday showing that they had no longer had a job. An employee, for example, of the Red Lobster in Olathe, Kansas, a market I'm very familiar with, told Restaurant Business that staff was informed on Monday the store was closing just a day after an extremely busy Mother's Day service. So Mother's Day, everybody went out, went to Red Lobster because mom likes Red Lobster. No reason was given for the closure, but employee assumed it was money related because the location had good reviews. And the employee was right. It is money related. They took a $13 million hit because of this free shrimp, all you can eat offer, you know, just come and eat for one price. Well, of course you're going to go bust. You know, and this is part of the problem too, is because the age and their marketing and their demographics, the age of the restaurants, because I've talked to people who know of some of these restaurants that have closed, have been in them over the last 24 hours. And they told me that a lot of the furniture in there is old, it's antiquated, the equipment's old and antiquated. Employees are managing. But here's the thing. Who are they catering to? Well, they're catering to the same kind of age group that listens to the show. Don't tell me you haven't been to a Red Lobster now, because I have multiple times. You know, you love their cheesy biscuits, don't you? Yeah, I know. Even though I've been told, please don't eat the biscuits. They're not good for you. You know, people on the health diet, boy, they love those cheesy biscuits, man. Can't get enough of those, huh? And they do have, you know, they did have a fairly good menu. But see, here's the problem. The demographic, they weren't catering to the younger people. It was always the elderly or the senior population that you would see. If you went in there, you wouldn't see a lot of younger people in there. You would see a lot of older people in there. And they were taking advantage of that $13 million loss that Red Lobster had. Yeah, that's why. Moving on to the health category. Oh, by the way, in those other restaurants, they haven't started auctioning off their stuff. So you want to probably dial into the Red Lobster website and keep tabs on that. We are at the break. When we come back, going to try to get Clayton Llewellyn from Heaven's Harvest on because we need to talk about prepping. We sure do. Be back right after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. on this hump day. Yeah. Appreciate you joining us here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And of course, we have talked all this week and mentioned something about surviving, about preparing. It doesn't matter which article it is. I mean, there are several of them out there right now that are telling everyone that you probably, given a number of things with the food supply, you probably want to stock up. You remember me telling you about this? Now, first off, how's the garden coming? You got a garden yet? We're working on ours. We got some stuff happening here. But, you know, there is a company that we have that's a partner, right? They have heirloom seed kits. Yep. Clayton Llewellyn, Heaven's Harvest, is joining us by phone this morning. It's afternoon where you are, sir, but in the Sunshine State or in the Peachtree State, because you're everywhere. You seem to be everywhere these days, Clayton. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So the thing is about food supply issues. We know, you know, that you've got the Heirloom Max seed kit and the Heirloom Vegetable seed kit. Can you explain, first off, before we get there, because people may not understand how heirloom seeds work, if we could at least get into that, because that is going to help with everyone's personal food supply. So if you could elaborate a little bit, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, this is something I had learned 15 years ago, and I didn't realize there was a difference in heirloom seeds and seeds you buy off the shelf. It was working in the farms in Florida where I first realized it. Heirloom seeds, they haven't been genetically modified, and they're non-hybrid seeds, which means it's not a mix of two different plants to make one seed. Heirloom seeds have been producing the same crop for at least 75 years. You can harvest these seeds out of a tomato or a pepper. You can dry them. You can plant them again the following year, and you're going to get the exact same produce or crop you had the year before. A lot of the seeds you buy at the store, and the seed companies know this, they've done it on purpose. Nobody wants to sell you something you've only got to buy one time. The idea is you've got to keep coming back. So genetically modified seeds and hybrid seeds are not going to produce a crop, or they're not going to produce the same crop year after year. You know, so you're forced to go back to the hardware store or wherever you buy your vegetable seeds to buy them from.
That's sad. Now, the other thing, too, that people are concerned with is bioengineered food, because some of these other companies out there, on certain parts of their products, if you read through them, it said some of the contents of this were bioengineered or contained bioengineered something, whether it's flour, whether it's whatever. I mean, yeah.
Yep. And it's getting harder and harder and harder to find that. I'd read an article the other day about a new tomato seed they're releasing right now that's bioengineered.
The purple.
I mean, it's crazy how much hype that has brought, and people not realizing, you know, I mean, I would imagine within, once that starts to take hold, other countries will ban that seed. Shockingly, the United States will continue to promote it just like we do all that stuff. But I mean, you know how many foods we're allowed to buy here in the United States that are banned in other countries because they realize they're, you know, causing cancer and birth defects and everything else. So,
No, I get it. I get it. And see, when it says bioengineered, you kind of look at it and go, well, I mean, just one little part of an ingredient, that's really not going to hurt. Well, what do you think? Will it hurt?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, if that's all we have to exist on, I mean, that's pretty sad, isn't it?
That's the way the world works now, man. And like I said, this is a lesson we learned 15 years ago, and I never cared about it. I never worried about it until I started having kids and until I started working on the farms to see exactly what we're eating. You know, and I didn't go out there to see that. It's just, you know, the byproduct of working there. Like, holy cow, you mean we spray poison on these things every day, and every bug, insect, weed dies within 50 feet of it, but yet you're going to tell me it's still okay to eat that tomato?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. But see, the thing is now, you go to the grocery store and see the average person out there that does not listen to what we're talking about right now or discounts it, that's even worse. When they dismiss it and go, ah, you guys got your tinfoil hats on again, ha, ha, ha. And we go to the store and all of a sudden we're finding out that there are certain foods, they're not there. They're not on the shelf. And then there's other foods that you look at the price tag and it's like, holy smokes, $1.49 for one little stalk of, you know, broccoli or whatever. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, there's only so much that this country can take as far as the supply chain and what it's doing to food prices. You don't see that ending, do you?
No, not at all. And Dave, you know, you said something there that, you know, we're conspiracy theorists, and that's a bunch of baloney. That's a bunch of garbage. Not that they're calling us that. I mean, that's what's happening. But the reality of it is our food supply is owned by about four or five different major corporations or families. They can put out whatever they want to put out and call you conspiracy theorists, but if the truth gets out, it's going to hurt their bottom dollar. If people really start to listen up to what's going on, they're going to quit shopping at the grocery store like we do right now, and they're going to start planting their own gardens with heirloom seeds.
Well, you know, we got the Homesteader Expos and everything else coming up, too. And see, the thing is what they're trying to do is to get people to become more self-sufficient. I mean, this seems to be the thing that, you know, when you're looking at the cost of what it takes to get product to market. I mean, you're talking about diesel fuel. Talking about the truckers out there that have to get it from the warehouse to market. You're talking about the shortages because of the fact that diesel fuel is either A, expensive, or B, isn't there. Because I've seen some gas stations where diesel just flat out is not available. That affects what you're going to pay in the store, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Dave, you're watching, it's already starting to happen in Europe. The governments are starting to ban the homesteaders. They're starting to shut down the small farms through regulation. Like, they're starting to shut down heirloom seeds, you know, telling mom and pop they need to get their seed tested every year. Like, they don't want to see this happen. They don't want to see the country become self-reliant. You know, that's not the idea here. Again, that hurts the bottom dollar of the big guys. So, but it's a trend that's growing. And I'll tell you what's crazy is we're seeing more of the millennials pick up on this than we are of any other generation. Like, it has shocked me, the millennials that are wanting to learn how to take care of themselves, how to garden for themselves. I mean, our generations have grown up, we just run to the grocery store, you know. And Dave, I'll be honest with you, I think it's our generations that are going to pay for this because we've been fed garbage our whole lives. But
we're the ones
funny,
becoming sick, yeah.
We're the ones becoming sick. We've been eating processed food our whole lives. We didn't know any better. We're just starting to realize it. We're just starting to figure it out. Millennials are seeing what's going on, and they've really picked up on the being self-sufficient.
Yep, they have. I believe it. My daughter is one of those, and, you know, they're looking at the garden and going, okay, you know, they don't have a green thumb, and I'm encouraging people, look, if you're having a hard time doing it, you know, people are going to run to the store and they're going to stock up on canned food. They're going to get dehydrated stuff. You know, most of the stuff that you deal in is freeze dried. And what's the difference between the two?
Well, the freeze drying process, it's a much more involved process. We've all had, I don't want to say all of us, but a lot of us have had the dehydrators at our house that kind of just blows hot air through it and pulls out, you know, 80% of the moisture in the food. When you freeze dry it, you're literally putting it in a vacuum chamber and dissolving all the gases in that food. It removes 99.9% of the water. It helps retain the nutrients in the food when you freeze dry them, and it obviously gives them a longer shelf life. Most foods have a 25-year shelf life when they're freeze dried. When something's dehydrated, I mean, 6 months, a year at best. So it's a completely different process. It's like I said, it's a lot more intensive to freeze dry than it is to dehydrate, but it's much better for the food. You know, it retains the nutrients and gives you a long shelf life on it.
Right, we understand that. And see, the thing is, because of the intensive two-step process, that's why it costs more. And the thing is that if this stuff lasts 25 years, now not all freeze-dried food lasts that long. There is some that has like a 10-year shelf life, but I mean, come on. The average person out there, if you could feed your family of four for $10, I mean, look at what you're paying right now for groceries in the grocery store and compare that to what you would pay for like a 6-month combo kit. And that's the thing. See, when you're looking at what it costs to get from point A to point B, you're looking at the fact that the geoengineering is going on. You're looking at sporadic flooding. You're looking at the transportation issues. You're looking at farming production and what they're trying to do over here. Because, I mean, people look what they're going, what's going on in Europe, and see, the World Economic Forum is driving the EU to do this. And their end goal, basically, is to let you eat the bugs. And we know that's not healthy, even though a lot of people, that's all the food they got, and they're eating it because, you know, to them it's protein. They don't know any, you know, better because they don't have the access to resources that we do here in America. So the preppers are now coming out and saying, look, knowing what we know, we really need to be stocking up. And I'm looking at the other end of this thing, Clayton, to be honest with you. If we have a 2-year supply worth of food and we can learn to space out how we prepare and what we eat and how often we eat, we could probably make a year's supply last, you know, 14 months.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, and look, the thing is, and this is what hit me too when we first started doing this many moons ago, is I can never buy enough survival food to last a lifetime. Like, I'll never be able to store it. Like, I mean, it's virtually impossible. And that's when we got into the heirloom seeds. Like, that one bucket of seeds is a lifetime of food. I mean, a lifetime of food for not just your family, but 50 families. You know, and the thing is that bucket, a lot of people think that, oh, I buy that bucket, I don't use it this year, it's no good. Well, that's not the way it works. Like, we've packaged these seeds in Mylar foil bags. We store them in our warehouse at, you know, the perfect temperature, the perfect moisture. A lot of these seed companies, they go into a giant warehouse. There's no air conditioning. There's no heat. So the temperature's fluctuating up and down for months. We take really, really, really good care of our seeds. We package them by hand. There's not machines pushing them or smashing them. And like I said, this, like, that one seed kit, not all of the seeds, but most of the seeds in that kit are going to last for 10 years. So you can literally plant a garden every year for the next 10 years. You know, some people look at the price like, man, that's a lot of money to spend on seeds. Well, it is, but you've got 10 years worth of seeds in this bucket if you take care of them. You know, you can go buy off the shelf and spend $50 for a garden every year for the next 10 years. But I can promise you, we've seen what prices and inflation have done in the last two. It's not going to slow down. So it's a really, really, really good investment, not just monetarily wise, but for your family's security, your safety, your health, like the whole way around. It's a great investment right now.
Well, and the thing is too, you know, all the preppers out there, the ones that are calling themselves official preppers and the ones advocating prepping, which we're going to get into that as time progresses, because there is a prepper surge going on right now. There's a lot of people that are looking and saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, maybe we do need to stock up on some of this stuff. And the preppers actually themselves, the ones that are officially doing this, that are coming out saying 2 years worth of food. So, I mean, and that's per person, when you're talking about a family of four, you're talking about, you know, and what the other companies are doing is they're sitting there talking about the number of calories per day that somebody needs to consume in order to stay alive. And I'm like, look, water has everything to do with how a lot of this freeze-dried food gets processed for you to eat. You need water. So the first thing you need to be looking at is your water supply and how you're going to prepare these meals. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons. I mean, if you could start out with a six-month combo kit, is that six-month combo kit, is that something that feeds a family of four for 6 months, or is this per person?
That's per person. And, Dave, again, I can tell you so many stories about this, but when we got into this, I had bought a year's supply worth of food from one of the other companies. When it showed up at my doorstep, it was in a couple tubs. I remember just sitting there scratching my head like, holy cow, how is that a year's worth of food? And when I pulled it out of the tubs and started really looking at it, and again, I didn't know any of this, you know what I mean? Like, I was trusting what the radio was telling me. But there was barely enough calories in that bucket to last 3 months. And it was full of garbage. It was drink mixes. It was puddings. Like, it wasn't complete meals. It was just random ingredients. It was just an absolute garbage kit. So, and I tell you what, there's a lot of people around that have this stuff right now that if they ever need to use it, they're going to be in a world of hurt. And what sucks is this isn't one of those things you can say, oh, dang it, I need to go back to the grocery store, or I need to order it again. Because when the time comes and you need it, you're not going to be able to get it. So if you have this stuff right now, you really need to look through your buckets and see what you bought. But when we got into this, I wanted to put truth in it. Like, I don't want people to open this bucket up when they need it and think, dang, this isn't what I needed. So our month kits, our 6 month kits, our 12 month kits are designed to feed an adult male for a year. And it's got good food in it. You know, it doesn't have like all the drink mixes and the puddings and the rice and the beans, like, and that stuff's important. But in the industry, we call that fillers. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies will put, they'll fill half the bucket with rice and put two or three meals in the top of it. You know, and that's great, but go to Walmart and buy rice and beans. It's much cheaper. You know, we've put like the true meals in the bucket. And again, you can mix those meals with the rice and beans. There's just no reason for us to sell you that stuff.
I understand that too, and that's smart business. And see, this is one of the reasons when I look at restaurants like Red Lobster that are going out in droves, and why, you know, I mean, it's not just the food shortage. I mean, they made some bad mistakes. But when you look at the fact that a lot of people, because COVID scared a lot of these people, and they don't go out to eat because they're afraid they're going to catch something, or because everybody is so conditioned to waiting for that free deal or that all-you-can-eat deal, and when it's not there anymore, they don't go. So, you know, they're looking for the deal. And this is the thing. At some point in time down the road, you're going to have to think about your food supply, what's going on every time one of these plants burns down, the fact that you got Monsanto and Gates and everybody else pushing this bioengineered food. You go into the grocery stores and you see this crap on the shelves and you go, gee, I wonder what this is all about. And it only takes one time of eating this stuff and you're contaminated with mRNA, because that's what they're doing. They're geoengineering this junk and genetically engineering this junk, rather, and making a mess of things. And so, yeah, and see, with the stuff that you said you bought that comes in those little black and silver packets, I would basically end up having to use those things for barter, because there's a lot of neighbors around here I know that just flat out think that we're wearing the tinfoil hat and they're not prepared. And they're going to come to your door looking for something. So, and it could be illegal immigrants too. I mean, that's another severe problem that we're having. I've got a couple of phone calls here. Brady, you have a question for Clayton Llewellyn.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I was just wondering, do you think the WHO is over control of this government right now, the WHO and the FDA, when they signed the pandemic accord back in 2020? Are we under that rule where they can go into our water and adjust our water supplies, go into our food, put bioengineered foods in, and we can't do nothing about it?
Question. Let's see if we can get an answer. Thanks for your call, Brady. Go ahead, Clayton. Do you know?
Yeah. Well, I obviously none of us know for sure, but no, I do believe that that's all. They're controlling all of that now, man. They're looking. The United States has been such a prosperous country. I mean, nobody else in the world lives the way we live. You know, I wake up on a Saturday morning and I see people going down with $100,000 boats behind their $100,000 trucks. Like, we've become too wealthy. The wealthy people know that. The elite families, they're going to bring us back down to where we've got to go back to work. We're going to become slaves again to the system. And, yeah, I do believe, like, the WHO and all that, they're completely controlling everything we're doing. So, yeah, quick answer. I do believe it's all part of the plan, part of the system.
Okay. Eric in Missouri, out of curiosity, I don't want to talk about all meat diets, but, you know, do you have a question for Clayton that's pertinent to our conversation?
Yeah, are you talking about these heirloom seeds? How long have they been around? Because I heard broccoli was, like, come up, like, genetically, maybe 100 years ago. And you're talking about the spray that they spray on the plants. Anthony Chafee says he learned from his medical instructor that the Brussels sprouts has 136 carcinogenic ingredients to humans.
Okay. Point made. Thanks for your call. Clayton, your response.
Well, I'm not sure about the broccoli, but I'm not sure if we had the ability to genetically modify food 100 years ago. I don't think we were doing any of that 100 years ago. Dave, maybe you can help me out on that. Like, I know the Roundups and the sprays, I mean, that's, what, the 70s? It's probably when that stuff started coming out.
Pretty much. So, you know, we didn't know that. They didn't tell us anything about it. So there you have it.
Like, all these seeds have been around for at least 75 years to be considered an heirloom. And they're all tested, you know, so it's, I'm comfortable with what we have as far as the carcinogenics go in the broccoli. I really don't have an answer for that.
But we know heirloom seeds are what heirloom seeds are. And I mean, they took great care to make sure they were packaged up. We're out of time. Clayton, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
We're affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.